AV7OLD testing. AV7OLD monitoring.
WDAPX Mobile 14714, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jim.
We got a couple people in there. I recognize Jim, and I didn't hear who the other one was. Whoever the person is, go ahead and go first, and you turn it over to Jim.
WDAPX Mobile, K-A-R-R-D Mobile, in here. I just had enough.
Back over to Jeff.
Well, good morning, WOB. KDARRE, I believe it was. Your signal is really weak into the system. I think you said Sheboygan. But yeah, you were breaking up pretty bad. It was kind of hard to pull you out of there. We are just leaving the house, ready to start, well, kind of ready to start the next week. Got some fun coming up. I got a Christmas light parade coming up Saturday, so we're getting pumped for that. Should be interesting. RRE, go ahead, sir, and turn it over to Jim.
Yeah, that was Kilo 8, Romeo, Romeo Delta. Yeah, in a low spot here near Rock City, and I suspect that my signal strength will improve into the system as I progress towards the Morgan. Now back to work. I had Friday off, hoping to unfortunately pan out and had to go look for a vehicle for my fiance, and now it's back to school again.
K-E-8-R-R-D. Hey, that transmission was much better. This is Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Bring us up two questions. What kind of vehicle are you looking for? And I'm going to pass it over to Jeff and talk about the light parade and whether or not he did anything with his police vehicle. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, old Marvin is going to be the one in the parade, so it will be the police vehicle. I ordered 2,000, again repeating, 2,000 Christmas lights. And specialized on top of what I already have on the car for Christmas lights. So it should be pretty interesting to see how this turns out this year. They're requesting that there be at least 1,000 lights per car or per group or whatever. So we're going to be able to chat with one vehicle. Oh, and I've got a couple inverters, I've got music to play, should be a lot of fun. I'm kind of looking forward to it, but, much better that one. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the little lady decided to pick up on a Chevy Trax, and now it's just a matter of paperwork getting taken care of. Need to have something more reliable than that would be got rid of for this upcoming winter.
Hey, very cool. You know, winter up here is an important thing. And I was eyeing a replacement vehicle. The replacement vehicle I was looking at, and I don't know whether it's stock, but it was a Jeep brand, but it was made like a pickup truck. It's not like a Wrangler. It was made like a pickup truck. Very interesting. And, Jeff, I got a question. Were these lights those, like those rope-type LEDs or that glow-in-the-dark stuff? Go ahead. Jeff, they're in a RF hole for a couple minutes. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Go ahead, K-E-8 RRD. What's your name, please?
The name is Greg. George Romeo Echo George. I'm going to keep this a little short because Last February on my way to work, I decided to have a, my vehicle decided to kiss a four-legged critter going across the road, so I'm going to keep my eyes peeled this time of year. So I'll sign off. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. Have a fair day. Have a very good day, in fact. K8RRD is clear.
All right, that might have been Jeff trying to get in. Okay, I'll sign with you, Greg. Good to hear you. And or non-antlered well, you know what I'm talking about. Those deer. We have over 400 deer collisions every year up in our county. Hey, Jeff, if you're still listening, I'm going to sign also, but I'll put the radio on scan mode and listen for you on multiple frequencies. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, 7-3 Golf.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Fox Truly Whiskey monitoring.
WCAN monitoring the system. WC8N, looking for a contact.
WC8N, WT8DX, sounding loud and clear today. How can I help you?
Well, my Echolink system isn't working, and my buddy tried to get in from Lansing. And so I thought, oh, I wonder if my All-Star system is working. So now tell me, the system, as I'm calling it, is it as big as the bubble diagram shows? Holy smokes, it's like the whole state of Michigan or part of the United States is connected to it.
I know it's quite extensive between Mackinac City, the one here in Petoskey, which is the one I'm on. I know it goes down into the Roscommon area, Higgins Lake area. There's a couple over in the Traverse City, Lake Leelanau. There's one up in Sault Ste. Marie. Oh, excuse me. Sault Ste. Marie, so it has a huge coverage area. And then along with the if you're into DMR, you can get into DMR or Echolink or Starlink. So it definitely has a lot of capability.
Well, what I saw on the bubble diagram was a connection with, oh, I don't know, maybe three nodes that were full of other connections. And it was through, as I recall, it was some kind of a mobile connection. So I wondered about that. And what you just described to me is what I would expect and what I saw them building back, oh, I don't know, over the last couple of years. WZ8N.
WT8DX. I know there's been other work been going on, but nothing that I'm real familiar with. I'm friends with a couple of the guys that actually built the original system, but I don't know the full extent of it now. And with the fact that it's through Starlink, it wouldn't be hard for other people to tie into the system, adding on to it. So it's been pretty extensive. Love working it, and I actually own one of the repeaters that are in Lake Leelanau, the Oh, shoot. Yeah, my mind just went totally blank. 14714. And I can get into it from my house on a handheld, so I enjoy it quite a bit.
Okay, well, thanks. Well, I'm on a handheld right now. It's turned down to just 0.3 watts, but I'm only about 100 yards from from the tower, and I figured I'd give it a try. I need to be moving about a little bit more than I have been. All fun stuff that I like to do just requires me sitting in front of a computer screen or a rig, and that certainly doesn't help the body at all. So I've got some physical therapy that I do down in the basement, and it says get out either on the bicycle or walk, and that's what I'm doing.
Hey, very good, very good. I basically did that this weekend. I took a day off and didn't do a whole lot of anything. Played some FT8 and played on the HF a bit. And talked. Sorry about that. And I talked on the system and enjoyed the radio this weekend. I'm in the process of putting together a POTA station, Parts on the Air. And I think I've got pretty much all of it together. It's just a matter of getting some things set up. I got a computer I got to get software on and get it prepped and that kind of thing. But if everything goes as planned, maybe next year when the weather starts getting nice again, we'll be getting out there doing that.
Okay. Well, you say that when the weather gets nice, well, well, first of all, I got to ask you, are you still gainfully employed or are you retired? Go ahead.
Oh, I got another 15 years or so before I get to pull the big R, but I work for a Motorola service center out of the Traverse City area. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Gee, I wonder if I might have met you, I don't know, at one of the swaps. Anyway. Yeah, well, your voice sounded pretty young, and I think that you mentioned last time we spoke that you were doing some writing, so I thought that perhaps you were still checking in at least and, you know, maybe getting taking calls for other people. Great. Well, so you're doing POTA. There's a guy in our little club that really enjoys doing that, and he's done pretty well with it. I wonder if you do any other kind of work on the HF bands.
Well, I haven't done POTA yet. I'm setting up to do POTA. I've got a TS-2000, an old Panasonic Toughbook laptop, for a computer and buddy pole for radio and antenna, and so we're getting there. But as for HF, I love DX. I love chasing DX stations all over the place. It kind of fits the call sign, you know, the WBADX. But my biggest love is digital communications. I do FT8, PSK31, slow scan TV. Just a host of that kind of stuff, and so that's most of my HF work is digital. Although, like I said before, I do love getting on the sideband and just chit-chatting with folks too.
Well, okay. Well, I kind of like you. I've been on PSK31 and some of the other digital modes. Of course, now. How long have you been licensed? Go ahead.
Oh, I've got a few years under me. Started in 1992 is when I first got into it. So 30 plus years. But I've really enjoyed it over the years and look forward to doing even more. But a lot of my digital stuff I enjoy. And although the FT8, I call it the lazy man mode because it's mostly automated, but and I like getting on PSK31 just to throw out some weird questions so people actually have to type. So beware, but yeah, it's all good.
Okay. Well, one of the reasons that I asked is when I got into this amateur radio stuff, or had been in for a few years, belonged to a club that was at the school I was attending, and we bought a Model 19, I think is what it was, teletype machine, which is the desk, and it had the paper tape puncher and reader, and then of course it had all the rest of the hardware for doing the mechanical type decoding of the baud dot that would come through on the tones, and then you had to tune up a read relay so that it and it keyed another relay that was on the Model 19, and I had talked my dad into buying a Model 15, which he was familiar with from World War II, and so he had fun with that. So I've been licensed for about twice the length of time that you have, so that's why I'm out walking now, so I can keep limber.
WDADX. Oh, understood. And yeah, like I said, I'm still working, but I also have multiple other hobbies that I play with. Photography. I enjoy getting out hiking around and doing a lot of photography stuff. That's a real good summer and even winter activity. Gets you outside, gets you motivated. I also have a couple cars that I built into show cars. And during the summer, it's always a struggle because I like playing the radios, but usually the cars went out. I go to car shows and stuff all over the place and drive around. So the POTA, if it ever comes to fruition, will have to find a spot in between shows that I can go out and activate somewhere. But and a few other little hobbies. I collect video games of things. So, but it's all fun, right?
Oh yeah. Well, I think that I have a home for my darkroom set. I got a Durst. It's not Durst. Let's see, Bessler 23C enlarger, and all the stuff that goes along with that. I gave away my Pentax Spotmatic to a young lady that I thought might enjoy it. It was in almost mint condition, and I had it reworked, that is, cleaned up by a guy who's probably passed away by now up in Traverse City. So for $50, this was like back, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago, I had that done. So, yeah, I know about the hobbies and trying to fit them all, everything in. One of the scary moments in my life is when I'm sitting down in what I call my toy room, and I was trying to decide which one of them to play with. And it's like, hey, Rick, you got to get rid of some of this sickness. WZAN.
Yeah, I've been doing kind of the same thing. I was into RC cars too there for a while, and helicopters and things like that. And I really enjoyed them, but like you said, you got to kind of get to it down to a point of, okay, what can we weed out of the bunch? And the nice thing is the photography kind of goes with everything. Whether I'm doing POTA or doing the car shows or whatever, I can always take my camera with me, so that kind of fits in everywhere. I haven't done any film stuff in a long time, though. I want to say it was a Nikon film, and a couple others that were film-based. But I donated those to the North Central Michigan College photography program, is what I did with my stuff. Just donated it to them. And so the rest of my hobbies, other than the video games, kind of all fit together, because even my show cars have got ham radios in them, and, you know, they all kind of just twist together, so that makes it a lot more fun when you can play multiple hobbies as you're out goofing around.
Yeah, well, you answered one of my questions. I wondered if you had done any film photography, Not too much. I tried to get rid of the darkroom set. I called up a couple of places, one of which was the Detroit Photography Club, and I talked to the president. He kind of indicated to me that they weren't interested, and I thought, oh, darn. When I bought it, I thought that I was getting a premier type of enlarger, but of course, it's like buggy whips, you know. Things improve with the technology and so forth, and then what exists, it doesn't have much value. Anyway, so a good deal. I think I might have described one of my last projects. It's with a Hermes Lite, software-defined radio, TETA software, and I drive, I drive a swamping resistor, 50-ohm resistor, with the output of that, and that's attached to the grid of a 5763, and then that drives 36146s, and I get about 200 watts PVP out of it. So that's two extreme, let's see, about 1960 to around 19, I think that Hermes came out about 2000, yeah, somewhere in there anyway. So that's the story of the last project I entered in WCAN.
DADX. Well, my latest project right now is one of my cars is going to be in a Christmas light parade, and we are joining a local charity group, the Cherryland Ghostbusters out of Traverse City, and we do a light parade, and we sponsor the Toys for Tots organization. So that's going to be a fun event. I'm really looking forward to that. That's this coming Saturday. And if everything goes well, I've got lights on order. I have an additional 2,000 lights to add to my car this year. So it should be quite interesting. Go ahead.
2,000 lights. Well, you are crazy. Doggone it. Wow. Well, we've got a parade coming up here. As a matter of fact, some of the people from up in the Benzie area might be helping us out with that with their ham radio. I think it's the first weekend in December. And so that's a big deal for to kick off the shopping season in the downtown area in Manistee. So we'll be enjoying that. Well, I'm just about at what I call the top of the hill. I'm getting close to the 7th tee on the Manistee golf course. I'll make a left, and then it's just another half mile down to the lake, WCAN.
Yeah, understood. And, first weekend in December, I'm doing another Christmas light parade with the same organization in Kalkaska. So we'll be over there with all our lights. Yeah, it's funny because I think I was somewhere in the neighborhood of about 1,000 lights last year. So I think when I'm said and done, I'm going to be getting rid of some, but I should be somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe about 2,500 to 2,800 lights on the car. And if it makes it even more funny, the car that I'm using is a retired police car, which has, on top of the Christmas lights, it does still have a full light bar and multiple lights throughout the car. So it's pretty obnoxious. but it's always been fun, and it's always been for a good cause, so we're looking forward to it. But anyway, I've got a police car sitting in front of me that needs to be worked on. So I've got to get off the air here and get back to work. You have yourself a great day and enjoy your walk, and maybe we'll chat with you again. This is Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-Ray.
Okay, Merle Judd, WDADX, WCAN here. Okay, I wondered when you're going to give the cry to get back to work. Well, that sounds interesting. We've got to talk some more on that. I want to know if you got incandescent lighting or light-emitting diodes that light everything up on that car with 2,000 little twinklies. You have a good afternoon. Thank you very much for the chat. WD8DX, WC8N. Still listening. Hello, Northern Michigan Network. This is WZ8N, listening.
WZ8N, KCAVSU.
KCAVSU, golly, this sounds like Toby. WZ8N. Name is Rick. I'm in Manistee. Go ahead.
Oh, Manistee Station. This is KE8FGW. Bradley up here in Sault Ste. Marie. I was wondering if give me a little audio check here.
I think the system dropped a few bits there. I'm on my 2 feet walking with a handheld and coming through an all-star link that I have in the Radio Shack. So would you repeat the question, please? Go ahead.
I was wondering if you'd give me an audio check. Can you tell me how my audio is doing? Because everything I'm coming into the repeater is not doing so well. So I was wondering if it was going out the same way.
Well, your signal is what I call acceptable. There's nothing terribly objectionable about it. It does have a bit of hum in the background. Sounds more like it could be a fan or something in the background that's not just your voice. But even that is not terribly objectionable. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. So it's definitely a beautiful day up here in Sault Ste. Marie. So, yeah, I'm going through the repeater here, and it's good to hear someone in here from Manistee.
Well, this station doesn't stay connected to the network. I found that I. the guys will disconnect me after too lengthy a connection. So, that's okay. They don't need everybody and its brother connected to their node. But I'm just trying it out because it restarted one of my old computers and found that I was able to get into the All-Star Pi 4 and make a few contacts. So that's what I'm doing. I'm out for a walk. I'm a quarter mile yet to go before I get to the bluff overlooking Lake Michigan. WZ8N.
Oh, well, very good. So that's for sure. But anyways, I'm going to have some lunch here. And, thanks for the contact. And, they're coming back to me anyway. So with that, 73. KE8FJW, up here in Sault Ste. Marie. Name here is Brad.
Okay, KE8FJ, I don't know if I got it right. KE8FJW, Brad. I think I got that one right. Yeah, your signal is quite acceptable. Don't want to be real critical about it, since we're going through so many of the hardware. Necessarily know exactly where a problem like a little bit of background noise is coming from. So you had to have a good lunch, a good day, and thank you very much for responding to my call. WZ8N listening.
WZ8N from KCAVSU. How do you copy me? Everybody keeps walking on me, and I'm on DMR.
Yeah, KCATSU, you're coming through just fine on this end. A little bit of noise along with your signal, but like I said to the last gentleman, we're going through a lot of pieces of hardware, and making the conversion to DMR to analog is not necessarily going to be that pure. So, name is Rick, and you got the location right, Manistee. Back to you.
Oh, I know Rick. We've met before. You know me. Yeah, I know you're down there. No, it's just try to get used to this DMR. Some people forget the DMR's on here and they overwalk, and I get booted out quite a bit, so I don't get on much. Oh, it's nice out here today. I can't believe it compared to what's coming.
Well, Toby, when you say what's coming, you talking about what's coming tonight, a little bit of rain, or are you talking about snow? Go ahead. KDADSU, WZ8N, listening for you.
Okay, I must have lost you, Rick. There's something going on with the DMR repeater up here in Traverse City, so we'll talk to you later. KCAVSU.
KC8DSU, WC8N. Good enough, Toby. Yeah, I kind of figured that there might be some difficulties there. It's nice to have all the fancy hardware, but the more fancy doodads you have in the system, the less likely of a fairly continuous contact. Have a good day. KC8DSU, WC8N. WZ8N, monitoring the Northern Michigan Network. WZ8N, monitoring. WZ8N, monitoring. WZ8N, monitoring. WZ8N, monitoring. WZ8N, monitoring. WZ8N, monitoring. WZ8N.
Any PSG,
Anna Claire. KE8 Zulu Hotel Bravo, listening.
This is NAJTQ Mobile, monitoring.
WKKX, KI7, QMD Mobile.
Everybody, it's time for the Traffic Amateur Bridge Communications Oxcom Net. This is KQTC Net Control. Control operator for this net is Glenn, KFGZ. This net beats every Monday and precedes the Chairman Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 14.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of the repeater is provided by the Chairman Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. Is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our radio in our area. I've got to sit down here. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during emergency this repeater is not in operation, please check the 444.35 Munson repeater. This repeater is not working. please go 146.58 simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any with emergency or approaching traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your name followed by your call sign slowly. After the last call sign is heard, net control confirmed that you are checked in. Those wishing to check in, please call now. Drake,
Mike.
Kilo Delta 8,
Romeo Echo Hotel.
Captain Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf Yankee.
Mark, Kilo Charlie 8, ZAT.
Mike, Alpha, India 6, X-ray, Quebec.
Mike, KE8, UZK.
Yes, November 8, Echo X-ray.
Amity, KE8, ZOY.
7, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo with you.
Well, that went fast. Let's, we have Drake. Drake, NABMH. We've got Mike, KD8REH. We've got Kevin, KF8AGY. We've got Mark, KC8ZAP. We've got Mike, AI6QX. We have Mike, KE8UZK. Jeff, NADX. We have Kevin, KE8SBW, and I've missed something here. KIFZOY. Well, I'll have to go back on that one. Let me, and is there anybody else I've missed here?
KE8ZOY, Amity.
Gotcha, Amity. Anybody else? Let's go to the top list with Drake. Drake NADMH. Drake, your location, any messages or announcements to make?
NADMH. Location is Elmwood Township, Leelanau County, next to Timberly Hill, no traffic.
Mike, Drake, you're a little choppy there. Let's go to Mike. Mike, KD8REH. Mike, your location, any messages or announcements?
Evening, Glenn. Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Village of Kingsley. No messages or traffic to pass along this evening.
Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KF8AGY from the southwest end of Spider Lake. Wow. Southwest end of Spider Lake, no messages to pass, no traffic. Back to you, net control.
Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, location, any messages to pass?
This is Mark, KC8ZAP. Location is about 6 miles south of Chum's Corners off of M37, and no traffic. Back to net control.
Mike, KI6XQ. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Yeah, hey, Glenn on the net. This is Mike, Alpha India 6, X-ray Quebec. East side of Lake Leelanau, south of Leelanau. No traffic.
Mike number 3, KE8UZK. Mike, location, any messages to pass?
Mike, KE8UZK. No messages, no traffic. Central Lake, Michigan.
Amity, KE8ZOY. Your location, any messages to pass?
Amity, KE8ZOY. The bottom of Leelanau County at Davis Lake. No messages and no traffic.
Kevin, KE8SBW. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Thanks, Glenn. No traffic. Back to net from KE8SBW. Oh, just north of Kuwaita. Back to net from KE8SBW.
Anybody else want to jump in last minute? Nothing heard. I have a usual digital traffic
Again, we may have a little bit of snow on Wednesday. I got this info from the Gaylord National Weather. Stand by for digital traffic. This one will be for 43 seconds. This is KGTC. Messages as follows. Everybody, and thank you for checking in and just being prepared just in case. The winter season's here. You might want to. Antennas are all in good shape. Black Friday deals coming up. Please let me know. There might be some good stuff out there. All right, everybody, I'm going to turn this over to the Trail and Amateur Radio Club. This is KTTC. Take it away, Trail and Amateur Radio Club.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club Monday Evening Snowflower Net. The MeshNet news this repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is Drake at 8DMH. I'll be operating under the sign W8TCM. The purpose of this net is to connect and build a local active ham community to make announcements of local and amateur radio interest. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet, and all unlicensed listeners are encouraged to enjoy and maybe someday you'll join us here on the air. More information is available at our website at cherrylandarq.com. I will now pause the stations needing access to the repeater for emergency or priority traffic. Emergency or priority, please call now.
You're not getting into the repeater solidly. You're switching in and out and popping and snapping.
Yeah, it should be fine. Let me turn this radio over here and listen. Interesting. Never had that before, but we're going to roll with it, I guess. If you have any emergency or prior traffic, please call now. Hearing none, we'll move to check-ins. To check in, please say your call sign and your name, and we'll check in. We'll start with short time or portable check ins. Short time or portable, please call now.
Mike Kilo with Delta Echo Hotel.
India Victor, Cross Cabin.
Mike, India Victor, X-ray Quebec.
Kilo Echo 8 here, Bravo Zulu.
All right, so far I've got K8RU8V8WIV and KE8SBZ. Anybody else?
Alpha India 6, X-ray, Quebec.
And we're adding AI6XQ. Anybody else?
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, in and out.
Kilo Delta 8, India Whiskey Sierra, Kurt. Air Park North, in and out.
All righty. We will start out here at the top of the list of our short-timers. KD8RH, go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Mike.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel.
Not a whole lot going on. Got the UHF rig for the club set up.
Was going to bring it in this Tuesday, but I think I'm going to wait till next Tuesday. I'm waiting on a cable for the display for it. I've got a, it's like a 20-inch monitor to go with it, so get that all set up, and hopefully we can get on the air if the antenna's back up at the office there. So other than that, messed around a little bit with POTA over the weekend, got like 15 or 20 contacts, so that was that's pretty good. But other than that, not too much else going on. We'll pass it over to you.
I got to get my, HF antenna back up because mine is on now, and it has been for a minute, so I probably should fix that. Tom, WB8WIV, go ahead, stand by, KE8SBZ.
Okay, Greg, and thanks for taking that tonight. Hello to everybody, WB8WIV. I had a pretty good day of work today. Some of the guys on the 3906 net call me a rhino, retired in name only. I did work today. I had planned to, but I did, and I'm working Thursday. I might be up tomorrow for breakfast with ham. It's a good possibility. There are no jobs tonight, and I enjoy going up on Tuesdays if I'm not working, and there's a good chance that we'll be up there for breakfast with ham. Anyway, everything's going along okay here. I got all my leaves raked, except there's just a few. I've got, I'd say, 90% done. I've got about a half an hour's worth of work left, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it before it rains because of I was pretty busy over the weekend. Had my grandson up here, or down here, I should say, with the youngest daughter. And he got on the radio, by the way. He was on the Wolverine net. And let's see, what else? It was kind of a rolling weekend. Pretty intense, I guess. So anyway, thanks for letting me in short time. I'm going to bed here shortly, if I may be, so I can get up in the morning. Anyway, back to you, Greg. Thanks again. 7-3, everybody. WBWYV clear.
Hey, very good, Tom, and thanks for stopping by. Let's see. Kevin, KE8SBZ. Kevin. Tony! SBZ, SBW. Wow. Systematic call signs are a whack time. Tony, go ahead.
Good evening, Greg, and everybody.
Tony, we lost you. All right, we'll come back to him. AI6XQ, go ahead.
Good evening, Greg. Thanks for doing net control. This is Mike, AI6XQ. A little bit of a busy time. Just got back from deer camp. All the deer are safe in their beds, at least in the southern valley. And then just trying to get ready, get my work done, to go to downstate for Thanksgiving. So trying to get a few things done before that happens. So that's about it for me. Thanks again. Yeah, it's good to see you.
Hey, very good, Mike. Tony, we'll try it one more time.
Thank you, sir. I hope you can hear me now. I switched to a Bofang. Oh, my gosh. Last resort. Story of my life. Everything is falling apart. Anyway, hope to see somebody at breakfast tomorrow morning. I'm going to take leave out of town for a couple of days, hopefully, and I'll be back by the end of the week. And just hope everybody's doing good out there. Christmas party coming up. Nobody about it. It'd be kind of fun to have one of those white elephant things, maybe on a volunteer basis or something like that. We'll have to talk about it because it is coming soon. So with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control, WTCM. This is KE8SBZ.
Very good, Tony. We'll have to toss that around. That's kind of interesting. Anybody else out there, short time, wants to that wants to that mobile, portable, or short time, please call now.
Yeah, last
one. You weren't quite making it.
You copy me now, okay, though?
I can actually hear a voice now.
Oh, excellent. So I just wanted to say a quick hello. Short time is usually not my thing, but I want to watch the football game. So, anyway, just a quick hello, and thanks to the Met. I was ready to jump in just in case. In the beginning, and I was going to offer to jump in if your radio wasn't working right. But anyway, just wanted to be there for you if you needed it. And let us use our radio. Good night, everybody. I wish I could go to breakfast. One of these days I'll be retired to be able to do that. But I'll go to work tomorrow morning. That's you, Matt. This is K-H-Z-N-N.
Yeah, very good, John, and appreciate it. Not quite sure what was going on with it right before. I literally didn't change anything. I pushed the button again, and it stopped doing it. I don't even know what it was doing. So, anyway. Thanks for being here. All right, we'll move on to Echolink or All-Star check-ins. Anybody on Echolink or All-Star, please call now.
Yep.
W-A-8-L-M-F, downstate in Hazlitt.
All right, Steve, we got you. Anybody else, Echolink or All-Star? All right, I guess not. Anybody anywhere, general check-ins, please call now.
K-8-W-A-Q-K.
This is Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
This is Mark, KC8,
This is Brad, N8JXQ.
Alright, real quick, KWQK, KF8AGY, KC8ZAP, and N8JXQ, and then there's one that was barely cracking it. Try it again.
Why, Amity.
Alright, KE8ZOY, we got you. You're barely in there, but we got you. Anybody else?
Oh, I think I better make my presence known. Kilo. Charlie, 8, very sightless umpire.
Hey, we got Toby in there. Anybody else?
Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, 7.
And Kevin, KD9WWU, we got you. Anybody else? All righty. I think that'll be our stopping point for real quick. Steve, WA8LMF. Go ahead, stand by, Pete.
Okay, this is WA8LMF over Echolink from Hazlitt, downstate near East Lansing. And the main thing to report this week is I finally did up a web page reporting the results of my using Vera on 30 meters during a road trip in October. This was an over 6,000-mile road trip from East Lansing to Los Angeles on a very roundabout route, and then back again to Michigan from L.A. Anyway, it once again dramatically demonstrated the overwhelming advantage that the new Vera high-performance modem had over traditional 300 baud HF packets for adverse position reporting. Anyway, you can see the whole write-up and some maps showing what I was actually hearing off the air while I was in the mobile en route. If you go to my usual website, wa8lmf.net/roadtrip, all one word, road trip, you'll get a menu screen with two choices and pick the one for the road trip in October, and there you'll see a bunch of maps and a write-up on exactly what the experiment involved. So it's now, it's been almost a month since I got back from the trip, but it's now up and ready for viewing on the website. So back to net control, W8TCM, this is WA8LMF.
Very good, Mr. Steve, and thanks for dropping by. BK8WQK, go ahead, stand by, Kevin.
Hey, Jake, long time no hear from you. Yeah, good evening. Thanks for dropping by and inviting us all over. I haven't got a lot to add, except I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of you tomorrow morning at breakfast, so there you go. And, boy, that tail gunner that checked in, that was a voice I haven't heard here in a long time either. So, by golly, Drake, you're bringing us out of the woodwork. All right, 73s, everybody. Catch you again. K-W-Q-K.
Oh, I'm bringing people out of the woodwork. That could be a good thing and a bad thing, I guess. I don't know. Kevin, K-F-A-A-G-Y. Go ahead, stand by, Mark.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY. Not much to report this past week, except that I did get ham clock running on a Raspberry Pi. I know that's not rocket science, but I have one running on my desk right now, and then I've got a clone of that that I'm going to take out and include in my photo station using my iPad Pro as a HDMI monitor. Anyway, so that's my story this week. 73s to all, and I will see whoever's going to be at breakfast in the morning. This is KF8AGY, and I'm clear.
Hey, and thanks for dropping by, Kevin. Mark, KC8VAP, go ahead. Stand by at AGXQ.
This is Mark, the KC8VAP, and thanks for taking the net tonight. Good evening to the Monday Evening Social Hour net. Sounds like a pretty good one to me so far. So not much to report except that I did finish up most of the outdoor work that I needed to be prepared for winter. I'll just leave it to your imagination as to what I've done, but I got most of it done. So anyway, that's what I have to report, and back to net control in case the ACAP.
All right, thanks, Mark, for dropping by. Brad, NAJXQ, go ahead, stand by, Amity.
Good evening, Drake and Annette. This is Brad, NAJXQ. Not much happening here. The project on my bench this week is I have a Coastal radio in progress, and it's of my own design. So probably work, but the way I design things will probably work poorly. We'll see. I'll tell you next week if I get this thing going. The other thing I got going on is just a quick question, whoever can respond back later on. During the emergency net we have here on Monday nights, there is a data stream, and I understand that there is an Android app that will decode that. Would somebody call back and let me know what the name of that app is so I can get it onto my phone? That's it for me this week. Net Control, this is NAJXQ.
Yeah, very good. That application is ANDFL message. It's a bunch of letters. ANDFLMSG, I think you can just Google search it, confirming, yes, you can Google search it, you'll find, it'll take you where you gotta go. It should be under, it's a SourceForge link. You'll download that. It's for, Android only, unfortunately, at the moment, or if you do it the fancy way on your computer, Windows computer with FLDigi, you can do it that way. But that's the application you'll want. Again, it's ANDFLMSG. If you can't quite figure it out, take it to Project Night, and Glenn will get you all sorted away. Because he's done it a few times more than I have, so that's your guy. Any other questions?
Oh, no, thank you. Back to you, Drake.
You're welcome. Amity, K-E-Z-O-I, we'll see if you're still making it. Bueller? Amity, K-E-Z-O-I, you still out there? All right, and we'll come back to him. Toby, K-C-8-E-S-U, go ahead.
Oh, I'm here, Drake. Took me a minute to get to the microphone. 50 degrees out here today. Watched him plant, new cherry orchard next to my house. Much better than houses being put up. I'll take a cherry orchard. Just thought I'd make my little presence known, and I think I know where it's coming from. So with that, back to you and net control.
All right, real good, Toby. And you definitely made your presence known. QD9WWU, Kevin, go ahead, and then we'll take a standby.
Hey, thanks, Drake. We're coming to you from Huntsville, Alabama right now on Echolink. We're going to the Space Center tomorrow, and then we're going to visit Gigapark. So it's going to be a kind of exciting day for me to go to another amateur radio store. So we're on our way down to Pensacola, and we'll be there for about a week. And then we'll make our way back home to the Northwest Indiana. So hoping to hear from you guys next week on Monday, and we'll see you then. This is Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
All right, Kevin. Thanks for stopping by. Anybody else out there for the MESNET? This is WATCM, Net Control.
Number 8, Echo X-ray.
K, Mike. I didn't catch his call, but someone was talking about building crystal radios. I want to find out who that is and see if I can get a hold of them. I have an interest in crystal radios, too.
I believe that was Brad in 8GXQ. If you guys want to exchange contact information right now, go for it.
Yeah, I can confirm that. It was NHGXQ. How about if we meet up after the net tonight?
I can do that. Thank you.
Perfect. Love how that works out. And, GZK, did you have anything else for the net? I'll take that as a no. Anybody else out there for the mesh net, please call now.
NADX, Jeff?
Jeff, go for it.
Well, good evening, Drake, everyone out there. It's Jeff up in Seward, Alaska. It's 20 degrees, white powder on the ground, and that not enough to ski. And it is, especially when you go into town by the bay. Yeah, and kind of the 160-meter loop, I lost an anchor. Then I went to shoot, I used a test ball shooter and blew the cap off that where the line is. So we're doing some repair work. And just a few house things. We had a busy week. We had emergency trauma technician class Monday through Sunday, which was 40 hours, and got done with the teaching of that. We put it in the can, and we'll do it again next November. So we're just filing all the paperwork and just trying to relax. So, and cooking dinner. Usually during the 4 o'clock or 8 o'clock this time, listening to that, I'm cooking dinner. So it's baked spaghetti tonight with a head of garlic, so we'll be having a wonderful smell all evening. I'll send it back to you guys and ADX.
Very good, Jeff. It's always good to hear from you. What's out there for the mesh net? Alrighty. Oh, I'm not hearing any, so we'll get to a close. We had 17 check-ins, including myself, make 18, and we ran for about 25 minutes. With that, I'd like to thank everybody for checking in, and thanks everybody with the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network for allowing their repeaters to be on our network here, and that way our mesh net can reach further than just the Grand Traverse County area. This is AGMH operating as W8TCM. I'm going to say 7-3 to all, and everybody have a great evening. ATMH, clear.
You can place the 19, Drake. Give it up to your...
Hey, Mike, calling about the crystal radio. I think it's NATXQ, I think.
I don't know if you caught that, Drake. You can make a 19. Give it up to your...
Yeah, good evening, Mike. This is Brad, NATJXQ. I heard another station in there, but breaking up real bad.
Just trying to give Drake another check and make a 19. Give it up to your...
Yeah, Jeff, I don't know what was going on, but you were sounding a little encryption. Going over the 86, something weird's going on. But I got you in there. I'm going to drop the 86. So the folks on the 86, you guys can carry on.
Give me something OLD monitoring.